delivering Michigan common sense with a big dose of truth and honesty.
You know, if you like winter, if I got something for you, it's called, well, winter. Yeah. That's how clever I am. It's called winter. It's here today, and it will not be gone tomorrow. It'll be here then, too. Apparently, a lot of folks in Michigan, if it plays out properly, will see a white Christmas. I know in southern Michigan, I grew up, you know, outside of Lansing. White Christmas is about a one time in every 3 years on average. So the notion that if you don't have a white Christmas, somehow it's unusual. It's not. And this year looks like there might be some snow on the ground, especially after what's supposed to happen today. My next friend is a snowshoe enthusiast, svelte snowshoe enthusiast, a storyteller and author, a guy who's probably face down in a snowdrift and just trying to find his cell phone as we speak. Ron Rademacher, how are you?
Merry Christmas, Steve. Merry Christmas. How are you?
Well done. I'm fine. Thank you for asking. How are you?
Well, I am getting my face out of the snowdrift because you called it exactly right. I don't know if you saw the picture I sent you from Elmira a couple of days ago, but the snow is piling. It's well over a foot.
I will see that town tomorrow if I play my cards right.
Oh, well, good for you. Yeah, well, take your snowshoes with you. You know, I have to say one thing, if I may just get into this before we go on to this our road trips this week. I want to say thank you to you.
Why?
And Ivy and everybody at the Steve Gruber Show, because I've been associated with your broadcast now for about 8 months. Probably seems like a lot longer than that to you guys. But but this preparing for the time we spend together each week has made me much better at what I do and has given me opportunities I never would have dreamed of. And so I just want to say thank you to you guys, because I don't want to overlook that. It's been a great thing. I hope we do it for a long time. And I especially want to thank the listeners who resist the impulse to change the channel when you say my name, because we couldn't do it without them, you know. So
agreed.
I just wanted to say thank you to all of you.
Well, I greatly appreciate that. Very kind thing for you to say, and I appreciate you've been a great addition to the show, because, you know, I call it my midweek, you know, detox, because, you know, we talk a lot of politics and so on and so forth, and, you know, sometimes you got to talk about craft beer and snowshoeing and face down in the snowdrift or whatever it is we talk about. Sometimes it's hot air balloons. Sometimes it's train travel, but it's always about Michigan. It's always about things we can do here. And hopefully we're giving people ideas about different places they can find and things they can do right here in their own backyard that they don't normally think about. So you've done a bang-up job, so we're going to go ahead and keep you on.
Oh, keep dokey. I love to hear that.
There you go. All right, where do you want to start?
Well, you know, we should probably go ahead and do this tonight, by the way, because we do things on the weekends, but tonight, at the Bohm Theater in Albion, the Capital City Brass Band is going to get it on with a free Christmas concert.
All right.
So if you're in the Albion area, you know, this is a town that was in a lot of trouble, and the locals resurrected that theater, and the whole town is turning around. They're going to be celebrating tonight with some Christmas music. So if you want to go inside, because it is a little bit nippy out there, that'd be a place for you to go.
Okay, that sounds like a great place. Albion, by the way, has an incredible history. If anybody takes time to read about Albion, how it became a town and different things that happened there. All right. For another day, White Birch Forest. This is a place in Michigan that's been called a natural beauty road. So it's one of these cool places to go for a ride. Tell me more.
Well, let me tell you, natural beauty roads, this is actually government doing what it's supposed to do. This is this comes out of the DNR. And local towns can designate these roads as natural beauty roads. They've got to be in an undisturbed condition. They can be reserved that way. This one happens to be Lansing Road, but it's between Prudenville and Roscommon on M18, and it goes through the largest remaining white birch forest in the Lower Peninsula.
Really?
Yeah.
So it's a native
about four
forest?
Miles long, so if you're going to be traveling I-75 this weekend for some reason, it's only 2 miles off the Roscommon exit, and you take the drive, and you're just going to go through this white birch pine forest that is completely undisturbed.
And it's virgin forest?
Well, it's undisturbed in its current state. It's not virgin forest. It's not old growth. This is
second
now being protected from any further development is what it comes down to.
So you mentioned Elmira here a moment ago, because if you're in Elmira, you're probably on your way to Boyne Mountain. It's a good bet anyway. So is that where you were headed? Were you shushing?
No. I'm at this stage of the game. I'm more of a walker than a shisher. But I was actually on my way to Pat and Bud's to get some jerky. That little store there in Elmira has the best jerky probably in the entire north.
I'm more of a tumbler, myself.
The Boyne Mountain, I did go by there the other day, and it is covered with people.
Dude, it's covered with snow. They're having a great early start to the season all over the state, and all the snow we're getting today, tomorrow, like I said, a lot of places will be enjoying a nice white Christmas this year, that's for sure.
I think you can count on it because it's 11 degrees where I am, and the wind chill is below zero, so the ice fishermen are getting all pumped up. And if you're going to be in the UP, Mount Bohemia is already, they're already skiing up there. It's one of my favorite places to stop, even though I don't ski, because the shuttle bus, the guy who drives the shuttle bus plays music, and he only plays ABBA.
Of course he does.
Happens to be my favorite band, so I'll give you an idea how old I am.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Relatively speaking, I think we call that older than dirt. Did I miss Midland in our conversation here?
Well, yeah, we didn't talk about Midland yet. This is one for the kids. Again, this is a great thing to get indoors. The Santa House is open. It's right downtown Midland. You can't miss it. Take the kids. When they walk in there, they will think that they have entered Santa's house at the North Pole. That's how this thing is decorated inside. And for the kids, it's just a great day trip. And, of course, there's some other good stuff in downtown Midland for the adults. So.
There you go.
That's a great one. By the way, I want to go to this luge update, just so that we all know.
Real quickly.
I heard from Longhaul Vanderbilt. He claims that the name Steve is from the ancient Greek for svelte. And I looked svelte up, and it's defined as slender or lithe.
Yeah, that's not a word used in conjunction with the name
whenever
Gruber.
Whenever I see your face now, I always think the word lithe. So
Svelte. Svelte. That's not. Give them the website, Ron.
MichiganBackRows.com. MichiganBackRows.com. Merry Christmas to everybody. Thank you all.
All right, Ron. Be careful out there and don't let the snow get down your shorts. You know what I'm saying?
You got that right.
I hate that. All right, back in a minute.
Located just 5 blocks from the state capitol, the Michigan Chamber of Commerce is on the job every day in Lansing, delivering powerful advocacy for Michigan's job providers. The Chamber exists for and because of the thousands of business owners of every size and type across the state who have joined the Chamber in support of its mission to promote conditions favorable to job creation and business success in Michigan. Our core purpose is to help state Chamber members solve their business problems and thrive. Go to michamber.com, the Michigan Chamber of Commerce, moving Michigan forward.
Calling all Bridge Card holders. Did you know you can now use your Bridge Card at many Michigan farmers markets? It's smart to buy locally grown produce because as time passes, fruits and vegetables lose some of their nutritional value. The quicker it can get from the farmer's field to your dinner table, the better. It's also more affordable to buy produce in season. The freshest, healthiest produce is available now at your local farmer's market. And many Michigan farmers markets now accept Bridge Cards, making it easier for more families to make the healthy choice. Learn more at MIFMA.org. This message sponsored by the Michigan Farmers Market Association and the Michigan